Hey, babe. How are you doing? I hope you like the bath I started for you. I know how much you like to swim around when I'm gone. Work? Oh, yeah, work was fine. No, you don't need to say anything. I can see it in your eyes. You can tell I'm lying. I just got into a heated discussion about you again with some of the women at the office. No, it's not your fault. It's never your fault. They were talking about their boyfriends and husbands and really just trying to convince each other that their spouse was the best. Of course, I wanted to brag about you, so I started talking about how great you are. Your smooth skin and your appetite for small insects. And your big, beautiful eyes. How athletic and toned you are, and your unbearably sexy legs. They were so confused, so I showed them my phone background, which of course was you and me on our 1-year anniversary, and they laughed. I tried to tell them I wasn't joking, but they just don't understand. They're just like my parents. They say, "Why don't you get a real man?" or "He's just a pet," or "It's impossible for him to reciprocate the emotions that you give him." But they don't understand. I hear about you, they see pictures. My parents met you, and they still just don't understand. The way you show off to me in that cute, unique way you always do, jumping 10 times your own height, sticking to walls, eating the flies that try to land on my pizza. The way I can tell you anything, and I know you aren't judging me. You never criticize me, or yell at me, or beg me for sex, or comment on my clothes, my hair, my makeup. You always let me beat you at video games. I can just be myself around you, and not have to worry about you thinking less of me. Like right now. You're just resting on the shallow part of the bathtub, just sitting there. God. You're so cute. Hold on. Can I just boop your snoot? I love doing that. It's like all the stress goes away. I hate to bring it up. I know you're a true gentleman, but I can see you staring. You like this low-cut top, don't you? Yeah, you do. Don't be shy. Come on. I'll let you sit on my boobs. There. Isn't that better? Isn't this just great? You and me, no boring small talk, no expensive dinner, just you and me vibing. I could never do this with my previous boyfriends. They were always so tall and so big, and they always spoke instead of croaking. I always drink liquid through their mouths instead of through their skin, and they never loved me the way I know you do. They were all so human. But that's why you're the best. You're a frog, a little ribbit boy. You even let me pick your name, Pepe. You were so poggers when you let me pick that name for you. I think I learned how to say I love you in frog. Can I try? Ribbit, 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 ribbit. How was that? Was I close? What? That means defend the dank Dorito plantation on Mars? Ugh. Wow. I still have some ways to go, but I know you'll be there, supporting me all the way, like you did on the night we met. I thought I heard a knock on my door during a stormy night, and I opened the door, and just sitting there on my porch was you. You were just chilling like a villain, sitting in the rain like an absolute unit, a total mad lad. And then we danced all night to nightcore remixes of Crazy Frog and the Beastie Boys. And then I took it to the bedroom. I didn't know sex could be that amazing. The way you brought me to orgasm after eating all the worms I put on my belly button was just incredible. I've been thinking, and I know it might not be biologically possible now, but in the future, maybe,
We could have kids?
If we have a daughter, she should definitely be named Suyu. And for a son, let's do something exotic, like David or Pete. If we're feeling extra daring, we can name him Jamie. You know, all this talk about starting a family and having kids, it's making me want to mate right now. So how about it, Pepe? Hippity hoppity, give me that cockatoo.